part B consisted in finding actually Poisson formula. So the unique solution of the Dirichlet problem, Laplacian u equal to 0 in B01, u equal to g on the boundary, for g continuous on the boundary, and u, c2, and continuous up to the boundary, is given by u of x equal to 1 minus norm of x squared, divided by n omega n, integral over the boundary of B01, g of y divided by norm of x minus y to the power n in ds of y. How to prove it? Thanks to part A, we know that the green function will have this formula and the theory done in class, because the green function g of x, gxy, is always the fundamental solution evaluating the y minus x minus the smaller function phi xy satisfying that Dirichlet problem, which we prove to be equal to the fundamental solution evaluating the norm of x times y minus x tilde. And with the special cases for x equal to 0, they matter relatively. They matter relatively because whenever we take the derivatives, they don't matter because they're constants. You get here 0 and here a constant, so it doesn't matter in the end. But it was something to check, actually. So, u of x would be equal to minus the integral over the boundary of b01, g of y, the normal derivative of g. Evans uses this notation for the unit exterior normal in xy, integrated with respect to a surface measure. And now there are some calculations which actually are equivalent for n equal to 2 and larger equal than 2, in which you can show that the gradient of g, basically, I mean, the g dg in dy is minus 1 over 2 pi yj, 1 minus norm of x squared yj over norm of y minus x squared, so that the normal derivative being this sum, so the normal vector is y over norm of y, simply becomes minus 1 over minus norm of x squared over 2 pi sum over j from 1 to n yj squared over norm of y times norm of y minus x squared. And so y belongs to the boundary because the taking integral is on the boundary of b01, so norm of y is equal to 1, so these two things simplifies, and we arrive here, we plug it, and we are done. If n is larger equal than 3, the calculations, the starting point is different, but the calculations are analogous, and in the end the result is the same. You can check it by yourself. I mean, here it's written. Coming now to the last facultative part, just to say, how does this formula scale when we pass from b01 to b0r? And the trick was, the solution is unique. So, and notice that if we define v of x to be u of rx, then the Laplacian of v will be equal, in b0, equal to 0 in b01, and v of x will be equal to g of rx on the boundary of b01. But then, therefore, u of rx will be equal to v of x can be written as this integral, because it solves the Dirichlet problem on the unit sphere. We just show it, the solution is unique. So here there's g of ry. Let's change variables in the boundary of the unit ball. So y is equal to z over r. So this becomes the boundary of the b0r, g of z. There is a factor r to the power n coming from this part, because instead of y there is z over r. So multiply, there is r to the power n, and here rx, ds over r to the n minus 1, because we are in dimension n minus 1. So simplify, it remains only one r. But now we want u of x, not u of rx. So u of x is v of x over r. Allow me this, to keep the same notation for x. Here we will get norm of x over r. Put r squared here. You get r squared here. There is r here. Simplify. And we are done. Thank you very much for your attention.